All day, analysts have been parsing the jobs numbers. For the second straight month, they are less than stellar. Employers adding just 113,000 jobs in January, well below the 180,000 that were forecast. But at the same time, the unemployment rate dropped to 6.6%. That's the lowest rate since October of 2008. Marty Shenker is senior executive editor at Bloomberg News. He joins us from New York. Marty, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. And Jason Furman, chair of the White House Council of Economic Advisors, said that businesses have now added 8.5 million jobs over 47 months. The unemployment rate ticked down to its lowest level in more than 5 years. So pointing out that there's been some good news, Diane Swank, who's a chief economist at Misro Financial, says the underlying trend in employment growth is still decidedly positive. Do you agree or do you think that's too rosy?
No, I think that's probably true. It is positive, but a lot of economists will tell you that you really need better growth than this if you're really going to make a dent in unemployment and incomes.
Yeah, well, and it's not all bad, by the way. Not as many jobs added, but jobs added in manufacturing. Where else were jobs added?
Well, manufacturing and construction, surprisingly, because construction really took a hit last month because of weather-related issues. But actually, construction made up those losses and more in the current month. I think it added something like 40,000 jobs in construction.
Right. And remind us of the disconnect. We bring it up every time. But, you know, the unemployment rate going down as not as many jobs added as hoped. So are those just people who've given up?
That's part of it, but you should also understand that the unemployment rate is derived from a different survey. That's done by actually Labor Department phoning households and asking
right.
what's going on in those households.
Right.
So it's a different set.
Yeah. Well, we should point to a place that did lose jobs. The government shed many jobs. I think 29,000. A lot of people are calling for that.
Yep, and that's the second month in a row we had job losses in government, and that has been a source of strength in the jobs market. And it's interesting also because states have shown a big surplus over the last few months in their budgets. So there may be a trend here where pickup in government's employment in the coming months.
Okay, so overall, you join those who say, not great, we would like more jobs, but overall in the last, you know, couple years or so, the trend is in the right direction?
There's no question that the trend is in the right direction.
Okay.
And it does pose an interesting dilemma for Janet Yellen, who will be testifying next week in her first public statements on the economy.
Yeah, because she's the new head of the Fed, and the Fed is watching to see how much they should trim their support of the economy.
That's right. And they have out there that an unemployment rate of 6.5%, and it's now 6.6, is a trigger for them to reexamine their whole forward guidance. So
right.
they've got a tricky road ahead.
Right. Just quickly, we have you, and we have about a minute left. We want to pivot to another story bubbling up today. Apple announcing that it's bought $14 billion worth of its own shares over the past 2 weeks. What's going on there?
Well, I mean, Tim Cook, in an interview with the Wall Street Journal, said that, you know, he wants to be more activist and wants to and was very surprised by the drop in Apple stock after their earnings report. So it shows that it tells the market he's interested and in watching the stock price.
Yeah.
So
he's wanting to boost it. Is
yep.
this Marty, because maybe everybody who's going to get an iPhone has bought one?
Well, they are making money hand over fist. They have almost $190 billion in cash, and they have to figure out what to do with it.
Okay, so they're not having any problem on that
no.
level. Marty Shenker, senior executive editor at Bloomberg News, with a look at the economy. Thanks so much, Marty.
You're welcome. Thanks.